This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In considering your career, it's natural to want a clear guide that aligns your skills, attributes, desires, and abilities all into a suitable path. However, we won't be following that approach for two important reasons. First, career means two things: a timeline of occupational activity with upward progress, and secondly, career also means to move in a swift, uncontrolled, and unpredictable movement. In today's world, careers often resemble the latter more than the former. Paths can include upward, downward, sideways, and even no movement. Highly capable individuals' career journeys are more nuanced and unpredictable than the linear progression idea would suggest. Your career should fulfill your needs and not the other way around. Many people try hard to boost their CV in the hope of getting some future golden ticket, but this is really putting the cart before the horse. We'll dismantle a common career pathway model to reveal a truth more suited to today's flexible careers and individual empowerment. Derived from the Japanese concept of ikigai, this model describes four elements: what you love, what you can be paid for, what you're good at, and what the world needs. Seeming to make sense, this model can lead to fatigue and disillusionment. Let's delve deeper. First, cultural considerations. The ikigai model originates from Japan, a culture known for its demanding work environment and high stress. Japanese work culture intertwines identity with work, suggesting that all fulfillment comes from work. But is it wise to rely solely on your job for happiness? Ikigai can make work overwhelming, leading to burnout. Second, conceptual flaws. The model suggests doing what you love for work, but this can transform your passion into obligation, robbing it of joy. Finding all your joy from work means surrendering your control of your life to your employer. What happens when the job ends? Third, it's got an unwise ideal. The central point of the model suggests that the ultimate job lies where all four elements intersect. Don't put all your fulfillment eggs into one basket. You should get two, maybe three elements from work. The rest, best find outside of work. Fourth, flexibility matters. The model's static nature doesn't account for how the most interesting people spend many years not knowing what they really want to do. They grow their depth. They have adventure along the way. Be content with not knowing. Simply do the best with what you have for now and keep reflecting. The final flaw is this: individuality is overlooked. People want different things. True success stems from self-awareness, maximizing strengths, influencing your path towards your wishes, and not some kind of one-size-fits-all model. Japanese work culture focuses on conformity and hinders individuality. So let's take a wiser, more balanced approach. Ikigai still has utility, but don't take it too literally. Instead, use it to assess your current state, what you're getting from your current job. Become aware of what you really seek from your work, and pay attention to how your work could really give you that. Often, that satisfaction is right there, right under your nose. Remember, a career shouldn't fulfill all of life's needs. In the face of uncertainty, many people struggle with career choices. Rather than dictating their path, encourage them to embrace uncertainty. If you're unsure or unhappy about what you're doing, do your best to do a good job whatever you do. You'll soon discover why or if you don't want to do it. Hard work is inherently rewarding because the payoff is insight. Leverage your brain's processes to explore new career paths. Engage in activities beyond your routine. Pursue completely novel interests and seek diverse opinions. Allow confusion to guide you for a time. Next questions need time to percolate. Let your brain process these things unconsciously, aided by relaxation and sleep. Then the brain will start producing answers out of that positive uncertainty. Modern success relies on adaptability. Embrace varied career paths, especially if you're highly capable. Approach work with agility and confidence. For exceptional performance, understand and use your uniqueness. When working hard, always focus on the how. Maintain your composure. Do extra tasks for recognition and compensation. Every job has challenges. Every job gets boring, interrupted, and so on. That's where the real high performer thrives. That's why for the highest jobs, it's not called pay. It's called compensation.